Hello again, my dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining me for my weekly video. This week I am going to issue you a challenge, but you have to wait until the end of the video to find out what the challenge is. Most all of us have heard of the Holy Trinity, but for those that have not, in the Christian religion, the Trinity is an idea used to explain that three different persons that are called God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who is sometimes called the Holy Ghost. Trinity states that these three all form the same God. Short version: God the Father, His only Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are different but primarily the same. If you would allow me to put my own spin on this topic, imagine this picture. God is supreme, seated on the throne wearing a tuxedo, and no one is allowed to approach him, except his Son, Jesus Christ. In this trio, Jesus represents the muscle. He took on human form, came down to a sin-filled world to announce salvation for all that believe in him. In this world, absolutely free, but he was rejected, condemned, beaten, crucified, and pronounced dead. But in 3 days came back to claim victory over sin and death. Remember God, how I said no one could approach him except his Son. This is where we rely solely on the blood of Christ. Jesus went ahead of us. He takes all our sin and failure, and asks God to forgive us and give us salvation. Jesus loves us even when no one else does. He loves us no matter what we have done. Jesus is our only hope of eternal salvation. But before he suffered and ascended into heaven, he gave us a gift. This reading comes from John 14 verses 25 and 26. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. The Holy Spirit has been given many names throughout the Bible. A few are Comforter, Counselor, Teacher, Friend, Advocate, Guide, Revealer, and Intercessor, which means the Holy Ghost even prays for us when we are down and out and just too exhausted, and we don't know how to pray, or what to pray for. He is our everyday, every minute friend, the friend we can talk to and reveal anything, since he knows it all anyway. He intercedes and gives protection and peace in times of trouble. He can help impossible situations work out for the best. He can heal and comfort. He can do anything God can do, and he is right there for each of us, all the time. All we need to do is ask. He will hear us and gladly act on our behalf, without any additional worry or concern on our part. As we read in the book of Matthew 7 verse 7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. Wow, that is so amazing, that the most powerful force in the world is anxiously waiting for us to ask of him anything. Now how about my challenge? We have heard about the Holy Spirit and the power, peace, and comfort he holds. Let's compare that to an everyday item 99% of us own and use, that is convenient and at our disposal every day. It's our calculator, our camera, our computer, our communication. communication device are linked to what is going on in our world. Yep, I am talking about your cell phone. How many times do we look at our cell during the average day? Hundreds, maybe 1,000 times a week. If we misplace it, we absolutely panic. When it falls on the cement and cracks, we are heartbroken. If you think about it, the Holy Spirit and our cell phones are powerful tools in our everyday lives. Although God is much more important and more powerful and essential to everyday fulfillment. My challenge is this. Every time you look at your phone, think of the Holy Spirit, then say a short bullet prayer for whoever you are texting or communicating with, or if you are shopping Amazon on the internet, praise God for all the many blessings you have, maybe say a short prayer for someone who is sick or in need in your community. If nothing else, praise God for all the many things He has done in your life. Just think about all the people you see that are glued to their phone screens. Now think about all the prayers and praise going up to God. If we took the time to acknowledge and praise the Maker of the universe, it would be so amazing. To summarize, the Holy Spirit is anxiously waiting to help us in any situation, large or small. Take the time each time you look at your phone to say a short bullet prayer, or long prayer for that matter. Watch your relationship with Jesus grow deeper and watch your prayers make a difference in the people around you and in this world. Let us end in prayer. Dear God, we thank you so much for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Help us in the days and weeks ahead to remember, acknowledge, and praise God in all that we do. Forgive us, Father, when we fail to have faith and follow the ways of this world. Lead, guide, and protect us and our friends and family. Be with all the people that need your healing hand upon them. In these troubling times, be with the leaders of our country. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me. Accept the challenge by liking this video and sharing with others. And as always, reach out to others in love. And instantly be transformed into the hands and feet of Christ.